Kiss with Kevin and Sonia.
There are moments in your life that are just simply unforgettable. Sometimes for the wrong reasons, like walking in on your parents.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly Ripa and her husband Mark Consuelos were talking about how they, quote unquote, ruined their 18-year-old daughter's birthday because she walked in on them while they were getting intimate.
Mm-hmm. She shuts the door and you hear, "You just ruined my birthday and my life, and I used to see in color, and now everything is gray." Funny, because it didn't happen to us.
Yes.
That's what I'm learning for this entire segment. And dear everybody else, I'm so sorry, but thank you for the entertainment. All the text messages coming in super hot. Back in high school, oh my God, do you really have to?
Just going to set the mood. Go ahead.
I thought my parents had slept in. I went to go wake them up only to find out that they weren't sleeping. I realized what was going on. I closed the door really quickly. Never talked about it again.
Listen, what would you say after that, right?
You like- run. That's it. That's when you become a track star. When I was about 10 years old, another text here, my parents were in their bedroom. Their door was locked and they said that they were wrapping Christmas presents. Well, obviously I wanted to see what they got me.
Oh no.
So I picked the door lock. It wasn't presents that I saw. I locked myself in our only bathroom for 2 hours because I was so mortified.
That's some jingle bells, if you will. As we're hearing some of these stories, is it, I think, equally as traumatizing for the parents who were caught as it is for the kids?
I think so. Another text here. I was 10 years old and I caught my parents doing it on the couch in the living room. What? I thought they were fighting and I yelled out, "Don't hurt each other, Mom and Dad! Don't!"
See, in that case, you can kind of pass it off like, no, sorry, we were having some rough housing or whatever it is. Because at that point, you can veil it. Nil, in your case, it wasn't like that at all because you were old enough to know.
Oh, I was about 19, so I knew very well what was going on.
What happened? So then obviously you ran.
I ran, but I left the house.
Away from home.
You left the house?
Yeah.
Came back in the evening. We didn't speak. My mom didn't speak to me. No one speaks.
That's the incident nobody ever talks about in your family.
Another text message. It was the Wayne's World era. So my buddies and I decided to make our own version with our own camcorder. About a week later, we went to go watch our cinematic genius.
No.
And let's just say we weren't expecting the post-credit extras that my parents created.
No,
that is worse!
No,
you win, AKA lose.
Oh,
that is officially the worst.
Rochelle, it's the opposite for you, though. It wasn't you that actually walked into your parents, but you got walked in on, right?
Our 4-year-old. We were in the bathroom getting ready for bed, and she'd come in, and we're like, "Okay, yeah, go to bed, get back into bed. Like, story time's done, blah, blah, blah." And we go get into bed, and we're waiting for the duvet to be dried in the dryer. So we get romantic, and all the lights are on, obviously. There's no blanket. Everything said and done, and I look over to my right, and the curtain was moving weird, and then my face just went white. And he's like, "What is it?" And I was like, "It's our daughter." And he's like, "No."
So not only did she walk in, but she saw the whole thing?
Oh.
She saw the whole thing. She sat behind the curtain and saw it all.
Oh, my God.
It'll never happen again, hopefully.
Oh, my God.
Your husband's like, "What do you mean?"
Why am I being punished for this?
Kevin and Sonia
on KISS Radio.